Well, several cars have been destroyed after an electric car burst into flames at Sydney Airport.
This caused significant damage. What was behind the explosion?
The vehicle was broken down and someone has removed the battery some time ago, and that battery had suffered some damage, whether it was from an accident or hitting some debris on the road, and it was then left next to the vehicle, which had caught fire. The battery had been ruptured or was open during impact somewhere, and water was able to get in. Then it did catch fire. Luckily, the airport rescue and firefighting service were close by. They were able to respond quickly.
The more of these cars we get into the country, the more concern there's going to be that something like this might happen. Is there anything that residents at home are warned about when they get an electric vehicle?
The trick is, obviously, because you're dealing with electricity, just making sure that your charging setup is as safely installed as it can possibly be. So you're not there with frayed wires, with lower quality wires. If there's water getting into it, that could be bad. But obviously, if your car has had any impact, whether it's a minor traffic incident or you've hit a rock on the road and you are worried about it, do get it checked out, because that's where you may get a battery cell ruptured